Hey everyone, I hope you all are having a good day. Hope you all are safe, dry, warm, and have all of your provisions ready for this storm coming. I know we've been out like crazy filling up gas for our generator, diesel for our tractors, propane for my horse trailer in case we have to sleep and shower in that. Tons of shavings for the horses, dog food, you name it, we probably have it. There was like no water, milk, bread, or anything in any of our stores. But thankfully, we got a few things that we need, and I don't like milk anyway, not that that's an issue. But anyhow, I just wanted to talk with you guys. I had somebody that wanted to do a podcast about overcoming a slump with God's love and strength. Going through a slump really works you. It works you mentally, emotionally, and physically, because I've been through plenty of slumps. I've also been through so many good times that far outweigh the bad. But for some reason, when you're going through those bad times or those slump times, it really takes a toll on you. It makes you feel like you're nothing after you've done all of these amazing, phenomenal things. And I truly think it's the devil getting at us. And not only that, but the fact that you're not going to be on top for forever. So get ready to be on a slump. If you're at the top, there's always somebody coming up to rip you down. There's nowhere to go but down. And I've been in both situations. I've been on top and I've been crawling and fighting my way up. And that's kind of how I feel in the rodeo world. I was extremely successful in the MBHA world. I've gotten a ride for some phenomenal owners and trainers. And when I look back on it, I honestly tear up because the opportunities that I've been given and all the things I got to do and the places I got to go is just beyond anything I had ever dreamed of. And, you know, and to have success doing that and on young horses and horses owned by other people that I was asked to ride, that's just, you know, wild to me. And honestly, beyond anything I had ever hoped for my career. And that was early on before I'd even set those goals. I accomplished things that I just had never even dreamed to do. And that was just life-changing for me. So honestly, going through a slump for me, I have to look back at the times and the things that God has blessed me with. And He has blessed me with some of the most amazing horses that I could ever throw a leg over. He's blessed me with some amazing friends that I consider family that would do anything in the world for me and just give you so many opportunities. And just God has put a dream in my heart and I refuse to give up on it. I feel like this is truly my passion and my way in life to where I get to live and do each day what I love. And I want to spread His word doing it. This is a platform I want to use to be able to reach out to people and you guys. And so that just means the world to me. And when I think of it like that, you know, the little things that in life just don't really matter anymore. And I can look past them. I needed to learn how to lose a little bit more gracefully at a rodeo. In Gates, I was completely devastated that I messed up on my horse. I felt like I put her in the right position, and I felt like she just didn't quite get what I was telling her to do, and I was extremely frustrated because it was the type of pin and setup that I knew she would really excel at. So when we didn't make a good run, I was just really upset, and I was down on myself, down on her. And when I came out of the pen, she had just really overheated herself. She got herself extremely worked up, just like I had. They feed off of you a ton. And I spent probably, I was the first one there hours before the show began and the last one to leave, cooling my horse off. And, you know, I had to be going through that slump at the end of the day when I was cooling off my horse and making sure she was okay. I'm just thankful for my horse because people lose horses all the time, all the time. I've seen so many people write stories about their incredible NFR horses that have lost them. Sterry McDonald lost Bling, and reading her story, I was in tears the entire time. Nellie Miller, not Nellie Miller, sorry. oh goodness, I forget her name now. Not Nellie Miller, but Eagle. He recently suffered an injury and they had to put him down. And just thinking of those things, you have to be so grateful. And a slump to me is probably nothing to somebody else. And you know, somebody's always going through something worse. And, you know, God never promised us an easy life. Look what he did for us. He sent his son here, this perfect man that was sent into the wilderness and tempted for 40 days with way more than we've ever been tempted by. And he gave his life, went through a horrible crucifixion for us, for people that were sitting there spitting upon him. And I'm going to sit here and be upset over a lost barrel race. Now that's when you can really feel like junk, like crap about yourself, but it's true. So whenever I go through slumps and hard times, I have to really think. And, you know, it's one thing just to think, you know, God gave his only begotten son for us. But to think of what all Jesus went through for us and the people that were unappreciative of all he did and spat upon him, beat him, put a crown of thorns around him, put nails through his hands and feet, and sour wine to his mouth. And I'm going to sit here and be upset over a barrel race. So I have to really sit there and think about it technically from and to each and every little detail. And, you know, it just makes me grateful to Jesus and to God for what they did for us, that I'm able to sit here as a sinner. And through him, I'm going to still be able to make it to heaven because of what he did for me. So each day we have something to be grateful for no matter what. Even when it looks like we don't, we truly do. And, you know, I kind of felt like it was the end of the world when my dad had passed away. I was just very numb. And, you know, I just had never expected it. And I just felt like at 21, I was like, you know, why me? And so many people have gone through the same thing and even worse. And so I just have to really check myself and get back to reality of what I'm doing and why I'm here. And I've just got to hit the grind and get back to it. And so I pray a lot. I probably want to and need to pray more, but I think that's your number way to talk to God is to get in the scripture and to read the word of God, to talk to God and to spread his love and word. And, you know, another thing is pray, believe, ask and receive. And I totally, totally, you know, agree and with that statement. And, so I just know that when I go through slumps, I have to just sit there and break things down and to really kind of get over myself, to be honest, a little bit, because it's really such small things, but they can totally affect your mood. So I really have been trying hard to work on my mental game. You got to be able to get over it and on to the next one, because if you keep a shitty mental game, and I hate to, you know, cuss, but if you keep a crummy mental game, it rolls over to the next one. So you may as well brush it off, get to the next rodeo, and just know that your hard work, if you go out there and win it, that you deserve to win it. And if you didn't, it happens. On to the next one. Keep a good mental game. We've got little girls, little boys, big girls, big boys all over that are admiring us that have never had the opportunity to own a horse. We owe it to them and ourselves and our younger selves to put on a good face even when it hurts a little bit. And so I hope this message has helped you guys out. It was a super real one for me, and I'm practicing what I preach here, and I think it's helped a lot. So I hope you guys have a blessed rest of your day and keep safe in this storm. Love you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.